A few years ago, I was visiting Israel with several of my children. We were standing in the outer court of the Western Wall Plaza. Before we went into the prayer section, I explained to them the significance of the Kotel. A group of tourists arrived and stood next to us. The tourist guide announced to this group, "This is the Western Wall. This is where people pray. You can pray here if you want to. Meet me back at this spot in 15 minutes. And then the tour guide walked away. I was crushed. "Is that all you have to say about the Kotel?" I thought. I hope that he had shared the importance and significance of the wall prior to that short speech. We're continuing our study of the Western Wall. Many people are surprised to discover how many aspects and details there are to appreciate about the Kotel. There's history, there's architecture, there's beauty. Most importantly, there is a connection to God's holy temple and to God himself. Today, we're going to focus on the Mughrabi Gate. The Mughrabi Gate opens up into the Temple Mount. The gate is located in the Western Wall, high above the women's prayer area. It is directly above Barclay's Gate. Now, Barclay's Gate is Herodian, and it's 1,200 years older than the Gate of the Moors, the Mughrabi Gate. Barclay's Gate, which the Muslims call the Gate of the Prophet, is sealed with huge stones, but the Mughrabi Gate is still open today. Why was this gate constructed? What does it mean? What is its significance? About 800 years ago, a group of Muslims from North Africa were granted permission to settle in Jerusalem. They had supported the Sultan Saladin in his wars of conquest. The Moroccan Muslims were referred to as the Moors by the Spanish and by the name Mughrabia in the Middle East. This is the source of the name Mughrabi Gate. The Moors built a small village, sometimes called the Moroccan Quarter, against the Western Wall in the area that is now the Western Wall Plaza. A gate was built into the Western Wall in the 12th century, and because it was located near the village, the gate was called the Mughrabi Gate, or the Gate of the Moors. A dirt ramp was constructed ascending up to the gate. That dirt ramp remained in use for hundreds of years. People continued to live in the Moroccan Quarter for centuries. The village had been described as a severely run-down slum. There had been several unsuccessful attempts by Jewish people in the 1800s to buy the Western Wall and the Moroccan Quarter from the local Muslims. Offers were made by both Sir Moses Montefiore and by Baron Rothschild, but those offers were turned down. Muslims charged tourists and Jewish people to ascend the ramp to enter the Temple Mount area. In 1967, everything changed. As the War of Reunification ended, we liberated the old city, including the Kotel. We experienced the honor and privilege and blessing to do something we had not done in two decades. We prayed at the Kotel. At that time, the prayer area in front of the Western Wall was only about 12 feet wide and 100 feet long. The rest of what is today called the Western Wall Plaza was filled with dilapidated buildings and shacks. Israel removed all the inhabitants from around that part of the Western Wall and demolished the squalid village. This action increased the prayer area to 190 feet long and 130 feet wide, about 20 times as large as it had been. At the present, the whole plaza now covers almost 2.5 acres. In clearing the Mughrabi Quarter, Israel destroyed 135 houses, and in doing so, displaced about 650 people. The Arab version of the story is that the people were driven from their homes without warning hours after the war ended. Yet the Israeli government states that the people were paid a stipend to compensate them. The mayor of Jerusalem received a letter from 41 of the families thanking him for, quote, "the financial aid and human care which was extended and is still being extended to us, which impressed us profoundly and which afforded us and our families more decent alternative accommodations. We pray God will grant you long life and a continuance of your good deeds," end quote. These 41 families accepted the stipend, but the other families refused the money. They believed that if they accepted the money, that would imply Israel had the right to the land. In the year 2004, heavy snows and an earthquake weakened the earth ramp and finally brought it to the ground. Many Arabs blamed Israel for the collapse of the ramp, saying that Israel intended to destroy the Al-Aqsa Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israel built a temporary wooden ramp to replace the ancient ramp, and we made plans to build a permanent metal ramp. Negotiations were underway with Jordan on the subject, and Jordan agreed to the need of a permanent structure, but for some reason King Abdullah decided to withdraw from the negotiations. A permanent ramp was never built, and a wooden ramp remains in use. Today, before entering the ramp, visitors need to go through a security check. While standing on the ramp, people have a wonderful view of the Western Wall prayer area a few stories below them. One of the more sobering views, however, is at the end of the ramp. Visitors see a large supply of riot shields lining the wall, just in case Muslims riot on the Temple Mount. Sad to say, Israeli soldiers and police have had to use these riot shields many times. Why is this gate so important? Well, this is the only access for Jewish people or Christians to ascend the Temple Mount. There are 10 open gates leading into the Temple Mount. There are another half dozen closed gates, including the Eastern Gate, the Double Gate, and Barclays Gate. But the Mughrabi Gate is the only entrance onto the Temple Mount that can be used by non-Muslims. There are parts of the city where Jews and Christians are forbidden to visit. There are a few places that are not safe for us to even enter. But that restriction will not last forever. In the book of Revelation, God reveals a new Jerusalem to the Apostle John. We read in chapter 21, verses 9 through 14, "And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even a jasper stone clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The New Jerusalem, designed by God himself, has gates dedicated to the 12 tribes of Israel. The foundations of the city are named after the 12 apostles. One day, all of those who love God will have access to the holy city. May that day come soon."